sound?
In other words, she wouldn't feel easy, she would feel...
uneasy.
All right, this word, a person who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's of the dark.
He's afraid of the dark.
What would you call a child who tends to scare very easily?
Timid? Timid.
Oh yeah, okay. Or he is a what?
He's easily frightened.
Okay. You ever hear the word scaredy cat used?
Yeah. He's a scaredy cat. Scaredy cat.
Alright, this phrase I'm looking for. She isn't afraid now, but she
has been afraid.
Or she's not afraid now, but she used
to be afraid.
Okay. Now, what would be the negative of that? Putting it in a negative sense. For example, if you said, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now because she
wasn't afraid before.
But what if you had to used to be there? She's not afraid now.
Well, she used to be afraid.
Okay, I didn't put that right. I don't understand why she's afraid now because she
wasn't always afraid.
But we gotta have used to be in there. I don't understand why she's
afraid. She used to not be afraid.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. This situation.
I don't think that's correct.
Reconsider?
I don't know how to say it.
Well,
I would say she wasn't always afraid.
But if you had to use used to be there.
But I wouldn't use it.
You wouldn't use it.
No.
That's fair. She didn't used to be afraid? She used
didn't.
Not to be afraid?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't use it.
Alright. This word, this person leaves a lot of money out in plain sight with the doors unlocked. You say he's awfully, with his money, he's awfully.
Tell us.
Okay. And I think we mentioned this before, but this situation, if I have a relative, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just every now and then she acts a little...
offbeat.
Okay. Did you ever use the word queer there? In that context, she acts a little queer.
Yeah, she acts a little queer.
Now, we discussed the word. Would you say that the word has moved on to another set of meanings from that one?
Yes.
Specifically?
Queer, she didn't act average, she didn't normal or whatever. That queer, in that sanity-wise.
Yeah.
But not as far as gender or anything.
Yeah, and when somebody says queer, does that automatically bring to mind something to you?
No.
Okay, you don't associate that closely with homosexuals?
Not that other person.
Words,
I would wonder. I probably said, you said she was queer,
yeah.
And I didn't know who you were talking about. I said, well, Kevin, how does she act?
Yeah. Somebody who makes his mind up about something and refuses to change it.
Stubborn?
Yeah. Or anything besides stubborn. He's very...
closed-minded?
Okay. Do you ever hear people say mule-headed or bull-headed?
Mule-headed. Bull-headed. Mule-headed. I haven't heard that often.
Okay. Say a person that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's awkward.
Uptight.
Okay. would you ever say touchy, temperamental?
Oh yeah, touchy. Short-tempered.
Any of those. Talk about a person like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
upset, angry.
Is there anything else? People get mad?
My son said I was getting mad.
Do you have any hang-ups on that word?
I might be messing with it. I might have told him that. I think people get angry. And do angry.
People would not get mad.
I don't really know what it is. I think madness it indicates slobber at the mouth and gone mad, I suppose. Yeah, maybe it's worth the food all day.